Welcome to another layover. Today we are in Lesotho, or as Silas said, Lesotho, or as Edward says, Lesotho.
Yeah.
So lots of different ways to pronounce it. It's a small little country inside of South Africa, right? It's completely surrounded.
Yeah,
The mountain kingdom.
The mountain kingdom, yeah.
So it's a small country inside of South Africa. Look at it on a map. It's pretty interesting. But we are here today, and in here with me is Sam and Edward, as always. They're going through the countries that they've been in through this 5410 journey. The point of these layovers, just to give you 10, 15 minutes of stories, just to get your feet on the ground, see it from their perspective. So we're narrowing it down from 54 countries. We're just going to talk about one country at a time, one story at a time, one person at a time. So, Edward, tell me.
Yeah, I think Lesotho was very interesting. We arrived in Lesotho and we get the leaders, and we meet with some of the advisors of the king, on spiritual matters. And so it was just leaders, big leaders of big churches. And it was so good. I just love the humility of these leaders, that the bishop of the biggest church in Lesotho accepted to translate for Sam. It's like he said, man, you have come here. We are the leaders here. We want to be together with you. And
he wanted to translate.
Yes.
He said, no. And it was interesting. It started out, I believe, with another translator.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no. Once he started hearing the teachings, he said, I want to translate.
Mm-hmm.
And came. And then that also, one thing that grabbed me,
mm-hmm.
is I said it earlier, but it's called the Mountain Kingdom.
Yes.
It is literally stunning. It is so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh.
But their passion and their vision for their kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a king. So you never know where God's truth is going to reach. But what touched me in Lesotho is the fact that God made a way for our teachings to go right to the king,
mm-hmm.
right to the top, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting. But yeah, these people were humble.
Mm-hmm.
They received our teachings. They were overwhelmed.
Oh, then they were overwhelmed. You know, like the teachings, they were so happy. And every day there was an old man that really struck me. This guy was like, I think 90 something years. And
man
was writing everything. That man was listening.
He was taking notes like an 18-year-old. I kid you not. Like, he has another 50 years, 60 years left.
Yeah.
And he was 165.
Yeah.
And he was old, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, the guy was so old. Very old. But the guy sat in the meetings, even during breaks. He was taking notes. Even during breaks, he was reading through and checking some of the things the friends wrote. And him, he was like, he was soaked into the teachings, like, great. Mm-hmm. And they said, man, I wish you guys had come when those other days, you know, to him, when we were talking there, like, I wish I was still young to this age. I wish I was young. We talked with him and he said, oh, I wish I was your age. I get this thing at your age. And I told him, man, it's okay where you are, and God will use it anyway. So,
but to see that hunger, to see that living hunger in this guy in his 90s, probably, I remember his cane, and I remember he just was, but he was, it was like a thirsty person drinking fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was reminded, it's moments like that God humbles me. Because God's like saying, it's never bigger than the one. This man is my servant. I've sent you for him alone.
Mm.
Because it was almost like emotional for him.
Because what
he was hearing in the simplicity of God's word and the teachings were aha moments for him.
Mm.
That, like he said, Edward said, he was wishing that this movement would have come when he was in his youth.
Mm.
And he was so pleased. I remember that. So I don't know if it narrowed down to one story. I think of that man. I'm glad you're reminding me of that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was so passionate. It, actually, it was reflected in all the people too. The groups We were in a tent, remember?
Yeah, it was a big tent. Yeah, it was a big tent. And this is the big church in the capital, Museru. And the guy, you know, they were so happy to receive us. You know, and it was the way they received the word of God was really, I think that their life, there was no, you know, we agreed on, you know, like the way we were sharing, you could see them so happy that these truths are put, and it was very interesting. I think Lesotho, there, it was very good. It was a very good ground for planting the seed. Yeah. And recently I heard from the bishop who I had, because he runs most of the schools in the town, the big city. Mm-hmm. He has got hundreds of schools. And he took some of the teachings to the king, because like these are the people that I like their system, that they check on
everything,
the doctrines, and the king sends people, you know, to hear what are they teaching. So that made me so happy to see that the king also wants to know what the people are feeding on, which was really very good.
Some of these countries are starting to really catch on to these prophet movements that are headed across Africa, and they're pillaging the people. They're asking for money, and they're making thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars off the poverty of people, promising them riches when Jesus promised that we would suffer, but he'd be with us. And so it's really interesting, the diversity of what we run into. Some we feel great opposition. Some countries we've gone into, I felt sadness, like, wow, this is a dark place, or this is really a broken place. Lesotho, I felt hope.
Yes, and it was the first country in Africa. I think most people try to give, but Lesotho, they insisted on being a part of what you are doing. They had decided to collect an offering.
Yes,
and some of the
right.
people there who work with the government, they came there. They had to stop us to go to the bank. They drove us in the town.
That's right.
I have to give. And we had to stop there, and they say, I'm going to this bank. The other guy says, I'm going to the other one. They literally say, there's no way. From what we have heard, God, we want to do, we want to give you the, please accept. We refused. These guys refused.
It's the
us.
First country, it's the only country that wanted to take an offering. In fact, this young man, he was a very young man, sharp for business. He made us drive him to his bank to get money out to sacrifice for the mission.
Yes.
And I'm glad you reminded me of that.
Oh,
man, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, he was humble. He wasn't like, look what I'm doing.
No.
He
no,
said,
same.
I want to be a part of this.
Yes.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
And he didn't say, hey, can I get your number? Can
no,
I connect
no,
with
no,
you?
No, no,
can I have a shirt?
Yeah.
He's like, what you're doing, I want to be a part of it. I want to sacrifice for it.
Oh.
They took an offering. I forgot this.
An
and then he came to this meeting not knowing there'd be an opportunity to give. And once he received, like, from the Lord, he's like, you know, generosity is a mark of the presence of God. This guy's like, I have to give.
Yes.
I'm sorry to ask, but can I ride with you up here?
Yeah.
And just give me... And he walked off. I literally thought, okay, he's going to walk off and roll out and leave us, right? He comes back with a significant amount of sacrifice for them. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, widow's mite is big.
It was amazing how he said, no, man, I have to be a part of this. I want to be a part of what God is doing. This is the work of God. And I just want to be a blessing. And so...
We were touched in the mountain kingdom.
Yes, you were touched.
We went to the mountain of God in the mountain kingdom and met with his people. And it was an inspirational time there.
Yeah. Mm. Now, Lesotho is such a small... On the map, it looks like such a small country. Was that the for lack of better terms, vibe that you picked up on, that it is a small town?
No, or it was bigger than it was. Country. Lesotho is big.
It's, yeah. Okay.
It's not big. Yeah. It's not that small. On the map, it looks tiny.
Right, compared to South Africa, it looks very small.
It looks very small, but it's big. You know, the problem is Africa is very, very big.
Yeah.
Africa is not what they put here on the map.
No.
It is.
Right.
Africa is crazy big.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is what reminded me that really Africa is big. When I look at Lesotho, how many hours we drove in Lesotho and how big it was, and we just touched a small part of it in the city.
In the mountains.
Yeah, in the mountains.
Yeah, in the mountains. We were, it was one of those times when I leaned over to Edward and said, we would have died on the motorcycles here. This is one of those places.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We would have drove off the mountainside with our books on the trailer.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, that's our time in Lesotho, 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 whatever.
They call it Lesotho.
Let's just call it the mountain.
I feel like the mountain kingdom. Edward being the African here, we'll trust him. We'll go Lesotho.
Yes.
So that's our time in Lesotho, and we'll see you in the next layover.
All right.